DW.
More than 3,700 large dams are currently planned or under construction worldwide. Just how safe are dams? I turn to Barnaby Dye, who's a research associate with the Future Dams Project at the University of Manchester. I started by asking him how we can make dams safer, what went wrong in Brazil, and what were the lessons learned, particularly for developing countries in Africa and Asia.
Well, I think it starts by very carefully assessing whether you need a dam, what is the developmental importance of it, and then thinking about the different technologies that could deliver that development. And if a dam is indeed one of those technologies, then really carefully thinking about how to construct it, how to mitigate the negative impacts and ensure that then once it is built, that there is that monitoring structure in place, that you're not just building the infrastructure and leaving it to decay over time. Like all infrastructure, whether roads, railways, they always require constant maintenance and attention.
Do you know if Brazil's dam collapse had any effect on other dam projects in other parts of the world?
I haven't seen a particular sort of defined impact around the world, but I think it certainly highlighted the trade-offs that these dams have. And because of its sort of global attention, has been another instance where dams have been shown to be controversial.
And different types of dams fulfill different purposes, right? I mean, in the case of Brumadinho, it was to store toxic waste. Mm-hmm. And other dams serve as hydropower plants, so they can help generate power and contribute to renewable energy. However, building dams can also be detrimental to the environment, divert rivers and so on. Are dams a boon or a bane for our environment?
So the main sort of reasons to build a dam are, as you said, about hydropower, irrigation or drinking water, or potentially this issue with storing toxic waste for mines. And so for all of those reasons, those can be very important services that help deliver development to communities and improve those communities. But we've seen over the last 50 years that dams really do have some serious negative consequences, and that's both in terms of the impact that they have when you build them and you create the reservoir behind them, the displacement that causes and the destruction of the environment. But then we also see these big consequences downstream because of the change to river sediments, to the way in which you're manipulating the hydrology of a river. And so dams really clearly involve this positive and negative trade-off. And so I think every time you're going about building them, you have to think, well, what is the purpose of them? What is the development that we need in this area? And then will the dam be the technology to deliver that development? Or and sort of assess the dam alongside other technological solutions.
Right. And over the years, I mean, there were a lot of controversial projects. I'm just thinking of the construction of a dam in Myanmar, where an environmental assessment actually said that was commissioned by the government 5 years ago, advised against building the dam because it could alter the flow of the Irrawaddy River. You are part of the Future Dams Project that looks into dam building in development countries. What have you found so far? Are these concerns taken into account?
Well, I think there, over time, we have seen a growing awareness of some of those trade-offs. And so things like environmental impact assessments have become much more mainstream. There was a particular event in 1998 to 2000 called the World Commission on Dams, which really created a sort of global standard and awareness around some of these issues. And we have seen, since that commission existed, some changes in the way dams are being built. But I think there's also a tendency that still exists to overlook a lot of those downstream impacts from dams. In the vast majority of projects that we've looked at historically, you can see that a lot of those downstream impacts are either underplayed or overlooked in the assessment of whether this dam should go ahead. And so one of the things that we're working on as a consortium is to try and build this modelling tool which helps you do that sort of assessment.
So your role in that is that you help with planning?
So as a consortium, we're involved in different countries around the world and working with partners to build a tool which helps assess different sort of dam infrastructures and other types of infrastructure in the water, food, energy, environment nexus. So that you can think about this question of what are the place's development needs and what are the different technologies that can meet those development needs. And then once you've established that, then you can compare the different infrastructure options. You can compare dams or solar projects, wind power, smaller irrigation, larger irrigation, and think, what is the best combination of these different infrastructures that will meet those development needs? And so it helps you do that trade-off between, well, what are the positives, what are the negatives, and how can we try and work out what the best combination is?
Can you give an example of a recent collaboration?
I think perhaps we're most advanced in Ghana, where we're building, along with partners in that country, we're building this assessment model, and it's still at an early stage, so we haven't got to the stage where that model is complete. But with those partners, we'll hopefully be able to think through the current options that the country has and think through what the different future infrastructures that they could be building there.
I was quite surprised to learn that over 3,700 large new dams are planned or are under construction. Future Dams says this new generation of dam schemes has the potential to make a significant contribution towards achieving the Sustainable Development Goals and Paris climate change commitments, but maximizing the benefits while minimizing the negative social and environmental impacts remains a challenge. What would a sustainable dam project look like that's not harmful to the environment?
I think you'd have to start from a place where you think about what is the needs of a place, what is this development, what are the developmental needs of a place. If you think that a dam is important to meeting those development needs, then you have to go through processes of assessing what are those impacts and really make an informed decision about, is this worth it? Is the trade-off with negative impacts that the dam will have worth building the project? And if it is, development is a long history of having winners and losers. And so if you do think that a dam is worth building, then going through processes of mitigating. So, for example, one of the projects I've looked at in the Rwanda-Tanzania border is the Rusumo Falls project. And there they went from having a larger scheme, which was going to displace 20,000 households, and they managed to reduce that size of a dam to 650-odd households, whilst only having a small decrease in the amount of hydropower that that dam would produce. So that's an example of how you might be able to go about mitigating some of the impacts of a dam. And then the last stage is, of course, to think about compensation and how can we, whether it's for the environment or for the people being displaced, how can we give them a good enough deal that they're not going to be harmed by this project and may even benefit from the development?
Or what can be done to maybe not divert rivers and destroy ecosystems?
There's a number of different options here. So one sort of option is to have a offset scheme. So you say, if we're going to build a project here, then this other area where we could build a project, we're going to protect and make a national park and make sure that we sort of keep the environment there very, very good. Another way of trying to do mitigation is thinking about how you operate the dam. So you could try and operate it in so that the river is closer to mimicking what it was like before. So you might want to simulate an annual flood, which could provide irrigation and free fertility from the sediments flowing downstream. And then there is options like building fish ladders to try and help fish migration up a dam, and other sort of smaller technical solutions which try and overcome some of the challenges that dams have for ecosystems.
And in the case of Brazil, where toxic waste is stored, basically the solution would just be build better dams.
Yeah, and monitor those that have been built very closely in order to try and avoid disasters like we've seen. DW.